Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we try to pronounce Elon Musk and Grimes' new baby's name. We decide whether or not we'd want to be the tickler or the tickled, and we fall down the rabbit hole of the Matrix. Stick around, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, follow on Spotify, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hi, Corey.
Hi, you.
This is going to be one of the easiest podcasts to remember when we should be done because we're starting right on the hour.
Oh, wow. How lucky are you?
And I knew it was 4 o'clock because I just got a push notification on my watch from guess who?
Siri.
Close. Something even more connected to my soul and spirit. Domino's, the Domino's app.
What did it tell you?
Well, today it says stay inside and we'll safely deliver the pizza. It's a pizza emoji, not the word pizza, with contactless delivery. Try two items for only $5.99 each.
Wow. Have you still been getting from Domino's? I know it's your favorite restaurant in your neighborhood.
Shut up. No. I have not. I'm trying to limit how much I order out, just like not even just to like relieve the people that are having to deliver and everything like that, but also like I'm trying to be healthy.
Yeah. Are you actually cooking?
We are cooking so much.
Well, and cooking for you is like opening a can of chunky beef stew.
A
from
can
Campbell's.
Of whoop ass. You don't know opening up a can of whoop ass.
Campbell's chunky beef stew.
That's my name.
That's your drag name.
It could be.
Miss Campbell's chunky.
Miss Chunky
New England
Cam,
clam chowder.
Oh, did we ever talk about how there's been a lot of celebrity deaths? I was gonna say Miss Mini Baby, didn't she die?
She died.
That is so sad.
From Little Women Atlanta.
Well, you know they come in threes, and you know who else died today?
Who?
Little Richard.
No, are you serious?
Uh-huh. And then the
third... I didn't know that. You're breaking the news.
Well, you heard it here first. And then the third death to round out a perfect trio of who we'll miss dearly.
Yeah.
Roy from Siegfried and Roy died today.
I thought... Oh, but now they're both dead.
Oh, well, then that's four.
Didn't... No. I mean, didn't... I'm not laughing, but didn't the other one, like, get attacked by a tiger and die?
Honestly, I have no clue. Do you think they, do you think they were a little bit jealous of the Tiger King hype?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, well.
Well, I was going to say, did you see that one of those deaths had to, like, we had to get a makeup death because Kim Jong-un faked his death. So that was a part of the original three, but then...
Did he fake his death, or did we just, like, not see him for a minute and assume he died?
I heard he faked his death. To expose his traitors.
Oh, like the people that are like, woo!
Yeah, to see who was celebrating.
That was also my Kennedy Davenport as Little Richard.
I heard it. I heard it here first.
Yeah. It's kind of like his tactic. I'm talking Kim. Mm. His tactic was a little, you know when you mute somebody on Instagram and then you just forget they exist?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, they could be dead. Who knows?
That's because it wasn't like some big catastrophe. It was just he disappeared.
Oh, no. Yeah. I mean, it happened a couple of weeks ago. They said he died in a surgery.
Hmm. Well,
and
he
then
lives
he
on.
He was all goop gotcha.
Well, as we bid adieu to those we are mourning today, we are also
are
joined.
Are you doing a transition into a birth announcement?
A birth announcement. Yes, we welcome
you.
A new...
Are you carrying? Are you with child?
Girl, I've been carrying this podcast for years.
Wow. Wow.
No, no. Did you see Queen of Pop and King of Technology welcomed their new baby into the world?
I couldn't care less.
Do you even know who I'm talking about?
I would guess you're talking about Grimes and Elon Musk.
Right.
She had a baby. She was pregnant.
I
couldn't pick Grimes out of a lineup.
Well, I made a video doing her workout regimen.
I saw
whatever.
That.
So that's about the extent that I know anything about her.
That was the last video of yours I saw before I unsubscribed.
Oh, thank you. There's a couple songs that she's put out this year that I've actually enjoyed, but like, she's not an artist that I follow in any capacity, and I don't have a Tesla. So
I honestly couldn't pick her out of a lineup. I think in my head when people say Grimes, I picture Allie X for some reason.
Oh my!
Because well, I think spooky
I think
dookie.
They're in a similar world. They're in a similar spooky kooky world.
Yeah.
Well, they welcomed their new child into the world. Did you see what it's named?
No, I didn't know any of them were pregnant.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna send you a copy paste of their child's name.
So that I get to try to pronounce it.
And I want you to try to pronounce it.
Is it Gluifla Saint Place?
It's Gluifla Saint Place. It's that. How do you think you pronounce that name?
That's not the baby's name.
I am telling you, it is the baby's name.
Nevea 12.
Where did you get N?
I'm kidding.
Oh. It's well,
Zaya to the 12th power.
Work. I wish. That would be kind of nice. Well, I went to look up how to pronounce it. Mm. And this article references how Grimes has explained to pronounce it and how Elon Musk has explained to pronounce it. And they're two different explanations. So I don't think they're on the same page.
Well, that reminds me of a Shark Tank episode I saw yesterday where the founders were both pronouncing the company differently. And I thought, shouldn't you at least be on the same page with the name?
That's so embarrassing.
But honestly, I mean, I think a baby's a worse thing to get this mixed up with than a company.
Well, apparently, okay, so it's spelled X and then you know that A E but as one character.
Yeah, American Eagle.
Oh, sure. Maybe it's an homage to American Eagle.
Mm-hmm.
And then A-12. Apparently, it's just X, like the letter X, then A-I, like how you say the letter A-I, and then that's it. That's what Grimes says. But then Elon Musk says it's X, and then Ash is the A-E, and then A-12, which is named, the A-12 is named after a plane, apparently.
His favorite vitamin?
No, his favorite type of plane.
Did A-12 walk so B-12 could run?
I think so. So if you are out there and you think that your parents really fucked up your name, look no further. There's somebody that got it worse than you.
This reminds me of the person whose name was ABCDE who like tried to sue United because the ticket agent laughed at their name when they were boarding a plane.
Well, Absidy is a very common name.
Well, I agree. More popular than X-A-12.
X-A-12 doesn't roll off the tongue. But I also find, like, there's no... From start to finish, this entire experience of experiencing, like, the Elon Musk...
I'm exhausted by Elon Musk.
It's it is very, like, please, enough. The only time I've ever been into him in the news was, remember when Azealia Banks put on her story, like, that long thing about how she was trapped in his house?
Yes.
And she, the way she described him, I need to pull it up. The way she described Elon Musk on her Instagram story, she said, he's ugly, the thin gray lips and froggy eyelids, ununiformed hair growth pattern, pork skin.
What's pork skin? Is it like pig teeth?
What is pig teeth? Do pig have particular teeth?
Yes.
Tell me more. They're butcher's like, son.
You don't know what pig's teeth look like?
No.
If you're in
to?
The business of Googling stuff, you should Google pig teeth.
Pig teeth, pig teeth. I'm on it, you guys. Oh, I'm not seeing anything strange.
What?
This pig has normal front teeth, or maybe it's photoshopped.
That's what am I?
Is it just two little teeth? What is that? Are they supposed to have just two little teeth?
I think they have more than two.
Or maybe four down here? Kitty down low?
You know when people have pig teeth.
You know what? We're going to have to get Ricky Dillon on the line and ask him about his pig.
I just played a whole game with Ricky Dillon.
Tell me more.
We played that sequester game together.
Oh, how did it go? It was last weekend, right?
Yeah. I got third and he got fifth. And we were definitely working together. I was trying to get him to the final four with me, but we were outnumbered at that point.
Wow. Congratulations. Is third considered the finale or is it?
So this game, this is the controversial way this game is played. I mean, obviously I like it. I played the game. The final four all vote somebody out. And then whoever gets voted out fourth drags somebody out with them. And then the last two remaining are the final two. And they knew I would win if I made it to the final two. So I got dragged out.
Mm.
And that's the tea. But I was happy with it. I had so much fun. It was like something to look forward to.
I get that. Well, I'm glad you played. Who was the winner? Did I know them?
His name's Aman. He's like a Twitter. He tweets about like reality TV show stuff. I didn't know who anybody was to be QH. So if that's not what he's really known for, I apologize. But he was very nice. One of the girls like asked me, I was like in a room with her and she was like, I have no idea who you are. What do you do? And I said, I host a podcast. And she said, what's it about? And I said, gay stuff. And everyone on Twitter thought it was very funny.
Well, you're not wrong.
I was like, well, we're not wrong. Check it out on Tuesdays.
Every Tuesday, gay things, pork skin,
pig teeth, and babies named XASH-A12.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Has there anything else been going on in your life?
Well, I made some potato soup.
Potato soup. Now, is it creamy? Does
yes,
it have cheese?
Bitch, yes. Huh. It's got all that thick goodness.
We went grocery shopping yesterday and the fridge is full.
Did you actually go to the store?
We did.
You gotta try the online order. I'm telling you.
I know. I just like to browse. So
I do. I do too. But it's not worth it.
And plus, I like to go up to the deli counter and be like, "Okay, we want this much of this, and I want to try a sample of it."
Yeah, bitch. I know you. You want to lick all the potato salads.
Well, maybe
you want a little bit of coleslaw.
You know what we got from the deli, and it is game changing, life saving.
Tell me.
meatballs.
Oh, yeah. That sounds like something you would do.
We got 12 meatballs and oh, girl, we are really just
and you're how many are you down to?
We're down to 8.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we're not that.
Did you have
rushing it?
2 balls each?
We had 2 balls each last night.
Well, good for you.
Balls deep.
In your meatballs. Mm-hmm. Was the store busy?
You know, I feel like people are over the quarantine.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how it is in San Francisco, but I'm getting a vibe that people are over it. I understand the thought, but it's like you see the roads are full with cars.
Yeah.
The sidewalks, people are walking around. I mean, yes, I would say half, if not more than half, are wearing masks. But like, it's like, why does everyone think that it's over just because they want it to be over? This is not how this works.
Yeah, I mean, that's like here in San Francisco, the mayor is threatening to close Dolores Park because like people aren't following the rules. And it's like every time I've run past the park in the last week or two, I've seen like gaggles of gays like laying in piles and having like tickle fights. And I'm like, Jesus. There's no way you all live together.
Yeah, it's really disappointing because it's like, when people do stuff like that, it makes all of the quarantining that everyone else is doing irrelevant.
Yeah.
Like, it throws it out the window.
I mean, I was mad too, because like I said, I ran by, if you're not familiar with Dolores Park in San Francisco, it's a huge park and there is one area, like one corner that everyone like refers to as the gay area. And I ran past that section and that's where it was like the most amount of people, not following the rules. I mean, when I cut through the middle of the park and was down on the other end, people were still in the park reading or like laying out in the sun, but it was much more like ones and twos and like people just like clearly by themselves and very distanced away from each other. But that fucking top corner, I was like, okay, can y'all just go lay out in your backyard if you're going to have 12 friends over?
Did everyone have their masks on?
No, like nobody did.
That's wild to me. Yeah, I saw something today about South Korea, who apparently they had like a really great pandemic response. Everything was like controlled really well compared to a lot of other places in the world. And there was a man who, once they started reopening different businesses, he went out for a night out and he attended 5 different bars in Seoul. And now all of South Korea has to shut down bars and nightclubs again because that one man is apparently the cause of 13 new cases.
Oh my God.
That have spread and they have to quarantine all these people and track everyone down again, blah, blah, blah. So all it takes is one person to be sick, to go to 5 different little places in your little neighborhood. And they run into 5 people and they run into 5 people. It's like, and a lot of people are symptomless. Sorry, we could go on and we do for like, what, 2 months now, but like, please stay home.
Do you, like, we were talking about it last night about what we think it'll be like when it reopens. And I mean, we were probably a little stoned and getting a little like post-apocalyptic. No, we were just saying, we're like,
wow, reference to the very first episode.
Post-apocalyptic?
Yeah. Didn't we? We talked about Rihanna's album in hashtag unapocalyptic. What is it?
That reference was to RuPaul's Drag Race, but I love
that. Oh, I was thinking
I love
Rihanna.
That you love unapologetic.
That's what it was.
We did talk about that. No, but we were saying like, you know, when they do start to reopen things, it's probably going to be like you're only supposed to have 20 people there or whatever. And we were talking last night and went a little bit down the rabbit hole. We're just saying, what kinds of ways could they open it where they like only allow certain people out on like certain weekends? So we were saying like maybe they'll do it by astrological signs and then like only those 3 signs can go out the first weekend of the month and then the next 3 signs. And we were just talking about how states would probably be problematic and do it by like gender or race or
what you're saying with astrological signs is not that far off from what could happen, because did you see the movie, what's it called? Contagion? Yes, yeah. We saw it together in theaters. When they had a vaccine for that, they did like a birthday lottery for the vaccine. And then every time they had a new batch, they would do the, you know, the spin the thing and pick a ball out. And that was the birthday that gets to go get the what is it called?
Vaccination,
which seemed like that's a logical way to do it. I mean, yeah, astrologically, that's a little different.
Since that's how the draft works.
Not them pulling out Pisces and then me showing up and being like, well, I'm on the cusp.
Yeah, literally. Yeah, so we were just talking about that and if they would do it by like, we thought that like breaking up by neighborhood, especially in a city like New York or San Francisco, how that would be like nice because then at least you're still containing it to like one area of the city, like if somebody were to get sick again. So like maybe they'll let the Castro out or maybe they'll let
Soma out.
I know, we were just really, really down the rabbit hole.
Well, besides that, there's been other bad news. Did you see rats are giving humans hepatitis and they, people don't know how and why?
Rats?
Rats!
Are they biting us?
I don't know. I just saw the headline. Lord knows I didn't click.
I don't want to talk about murder bees.
She wants to go back to pig teeth.
No, I don't mean to you. I just mean every time. That's why I staff the internet. I wasn't saying to you. I was talking about to the world. Like every time I get on the internet, it's like murder bees and like pig teeth and like rats. And then somebody said that. One of my friends sent a text and said that they found coronavirus in semen. And I thought, Who gave that semen? And why was it tested? And they were like, now you can get it through semen. And I was like, bitch, if you're close enough to someone to have them excreting, then you've probably already got coronavirus.
Okay, well.
How are you getting their semen from 6 feet away?
I don't know. Well, some people really can shoot.
You're not wrong.
Some people really have
Some people can really bend it like Beckham, you know?
Yeah, I do. I know. Hey, have you seen the movie Tickled?
Yes, of course. I feel like you gave me a streamer for that. What's it called? Screener.
Tickled.
Screener.
It's called Tickled.
Screener Tickled. Was the word I was looking for.
Tickled screener. So we just watched it again because Nick had never seen it and I kept kind of like
tickling him underneath the weighted blanket.
No, we don't tickle each other. I don't.
Do you and your roommate tickle?
No. Do you guys?
No. My roommate's not even allowed to look me in the eye.
I tickle his brain. You know what I'm saying? We have some conversations that really tickle the brain.
Good. Glad to
anyway,
hear that.
So we watched Tickled. And if you don't know what it is, it's a documentary about this guy was trying to look into the world of competitive tickling. He kind of found like a couple videos on the internet about it. And he was like, oh, I want to like do a story about it.
Like a reporter. Yeah.
Yeah. And then he like opened the can. What is it? Expression?
Can of worms? Pandora's box?
It was a can of worms, yes. He opened the can and it was Pandora's box.
Yeah.
And he fell down the rabbit hole.
There you go.
What he found, you'll never guess what happens next.
It didn't tickle your fancy.
Oh, it tickled. It tickled my fancy. It was a thrilling documentary. But there's a follow-up now, apparently.
Tickled 2? The Squeakquel?
The Squeakquel. No, it's called The Tickle King. And it came out a couple years ago. It's like what happened when the documentary came out. Because the documentary is kind of about people that exist and are like real and who don't want the documentary made about them. And so the mini doc that's the follow-up, The Tickle King, it's like 20 minutes long. You should watch it. It's on YouTube. But it's about like what happened at the Sundance premiere and the fallout from like doing a documentary about somebody who doesn't want a documentary done about them. It was insane.
I guess I know how I'm spending the first 20 minutes after this podcast is over.
Your jaw will drop. I tell you what.
Is there a tickle queen?
You're looking right at her, baby.
Is there like a tickle princess? A tickle jester?
On a very PG level of the story of Tickled, there's videos of guys getting tickled, okay? And that's like the surface of the story.
Like in their underwear?
Not even. Sometimes they're not.
Were they clothed?
Like, they're like tied down. And
I remember it was like...
And they're getting tickled.
It was like people in Michigan who are like being blackmailed for like drug money.
Okay, well, no spoilers, no spoilers. But yes, it does go down a very, like, these people that thought they were doing just a simple tickling video, and then they like didn't realize what they signed up for.
Right. And then they get like blackmailed into having to be tickled again. Tickled two.
Tickled two, return of the tick. Now, would you?
Yeah, I would.
Okay, good. Would you, if you were signing up to be in the tickling videos?
Yeah.
Would you be the tickled or the tickler?
I mean, I'd rather be the tickler.
The tickler.
Yeah.
Well,
Who wants to be tickled?
I like all the attention.
I'm sure you fucking do.
Imagine, like, to be the tickled, it means, like, four guys are tickling you, and, like, oh all God. Of them are...
I don't think there were ever four men tickling.
I'll link you. I took a boomerang of the documentary when four guys were tickling one, and I said, "Oh no,
you want to be the tickle pig in the middle?"
I don't know. Not me getting all tickled and the tickle pig and my pig teeth grinning, pig ear to pig ear.
Yeah, I can see it from here.
My pork skin.
Yeah.
What
would yours be called? Suey.
My pork skin. Suey, what does that mean?
You know when they say that to pigs?
Do that? Who's they?
Farmers. They're like, suey?
Oh. That's not real.
Yes, it is.
Is that how you call a pig?
Yes, that's how people call pigs. And then the pigs come running. Yes, just like that.
Okay.
Well. That's how me and my roommate call each other from one room to the next.
Suey.
Yeah, don't you know?
What about Suey?
That's how
a drag name.
That's how Suey sees it.
No.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Okay, well, the one thing that I was really, my jaw especially dropped from tickled was there's kind of a villain character in it. Okay, without giving too much away.
I've seen it.
Who they're doing the documentary kind of exposing.
Yeah.
And
isn't it a man who goes pretends to be a woman?
Anyway, they go to his lawyer.
Yeah.
Because they find out who his lawyer is. They show up to his lawyer's office. Guess who his lawyer is?
A pig farmer.
Close. He's the same lawyer that represented the killer in Don't Fuck with Cats.
Really?
I saw him on the screen. I said, I know that guy. I've just seen this man And then it clicked. I looked it up and it's the same lawyer. He must have an affinity toward docu-style villains.
Well,
I was really shook by it.
High profile, I think, is what they call it.
He really got himself in two pickles with those two.
I would kill for two pickles right now.
Oh my God, at the grocery store, I got classic? Vlasic? What is it called?
Vlasic pickles. They snap.
Pickle halves.
When you snap.
Yes, they do.
Do you think it's weird?
Yeah.
So like look at the wall or like look at your computer screen or like look at something in front of you. Don't you think it's weird that just by looking at it, you could tell what it would be like if you licked it? Like the texture?
Sometimes.
Does that freak you out?
Sometimes.
Like look at those curtains by your window.
I know exactly
what that would feel like. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, but there's got to be some things in this room that I don't know what it would be like to lick.
There's not. Everything in that room. That's what we discovered the other night, is that everything.
Yeah. So what drug did you do last night?
It was weed. We were very stoned.
Yeah, I mean, you're not wrong. I'm looking around room.
That was my big note that I wrote down for the podcast today was, whoa, I got to share this. I got to share this with people.
That is something that, you know, humans really nailed it. We know what things will feel like
with our tongue, even licking it. Do you think that means your tongue's just an extension of your fingers?
Could be. The tongue is kind of a wet finger.
It's my favorite wet finger, actually.
There's a lot of what else is on the body is kind of like a finger that you could use to move things, like tools or things.
Well, your toes.
Okay, you got 10 of those, 10 of fingers.
Well, not
one
everybody.
Tongue. I have. Not
yeah, 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 yeah.
What else? Anything?
I don't know.
Would you use your dick to like move things?
I think men were doing that, and I think that's why Me Too started.
No.
Yes. Men were awful.
Okay, well, retweet.
Yeah,
I guess mean, you could use your elbows.
To do what? Like a massage?
Pick things up, massage them. If I rub my elbow on something, I know what the feeling will feel like.
Well, I don't believe that. Your elbow has no feeling. Elbows are known for no feeling. That's why you can let people pinch them.
Yeah. Is that a thing?
Yeah, see, you don't even feel any pain.
Is it true you can't tickle yourself?
I think that's what Tickled 3 is, the plot of Tickled 3.
No, the plot third movie in a trilogy is, isn't it, Tickling Goes to New York?
No, yeah. Well, those are animal movies. Any animal movie that has a sequel, they always go to New York. Or a babies. Babies stay
I was
out.
On, yeah, we've discussed this, but I was on the Homeward Bound Wikipedia page. I read the entire thing the other day.
I could tell you, I know that movie like the back of my hand.
Those animals are fucking idiots.
Ask me anything. Why? Because they don't want to be prisoners?
No, every issue that they get into, they put themselves into that issue.
Well, that's Shadow's fault. He got a little anxious and he was like, oh no, we've got something doesn't feel right.
Well, and then like the mountain lion, the bear they run into, the porcupine, all of those things that they want us to think they're the villains. No, these three came into their territory. Imagine somebody comes into your home.
Well, that's,
Wouldn't you defend yourself?
I mean, Chance deserved the porcupine thing. He was fucking with it.
Right.
But Sassy did not deserve to go over the waterfall. Did you cry? No. I cried. Spoiler alert. If you haven't watched Homeward Bound, you should.
I cried because, you know, Sally Field has a special place in my heart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you cry when Shadow comes running up at the end?
Yeah.
I feel like you would love whatever kind of dog that is. What is it? It's like a golden retriever, but why is it red?
Oh, yes. I loved. Yeah. All those animals. Even the cat I thought was pretty pleasant.
Spunky. Well, she's a Himalayan. No, maybe not.
I think actually you're right.
I don't know. I haven't brushed up on my cat breeds.
Well, there's still time. The quarantine continues. You know what we did start this week? Our new, like we just finished watching the extended versions of all the Lord of the Rings.
Oh my God. We were going to start watching the Lord of the Rings and we fell asleep within the first 10 minutes.
Oh, you need to really stay awake.
Oh, well, no, what I'm doing is because last week was May the 4th be with you Star Wars Day. So I'm watching all the Star Wars movies in the fan demanded order. So
even the like spin-off type things that are still part of the plot.
You mean like Rogue One?
Well, yeah, that one. But also like, don't they have like, what are those like cartoony ones that are consider those plots to be canon?
Oh, no. I'm just doing like the like nine main movies plus like a couple of the extras.
Rogue One. Okay. Well, I think that's a good one to do, but I've already seen all those so many times.
So you're watching the extended version of Lord of the Rings?
No, we just finished all those. Now we're on to The Matrix.
Oh my God. I've been wanting to rewatch The Matrix. Let me know if it holds up.
Well, it holds up and it really tickles the brain, but I will say that it is like so 1999 film edit. Like the only thing that doesn't hold up is like I'm fine with the fashions. I'm fine with like anything like that. But like the editing of the sound effects, when you watch it, pay attention to like, you know, when somebody punches and it's like bam or like
yeah
or something. It's like tacky kind of or like cheesy. It like that's the only thing that doesn't hold up. And once you hear that, you're like, that's all I heard the entire time I was watching the first one. But I don't really remember seeing them back in the day when they came out. They came out when I was like in middle school, I think. So it's kind of my first watch.
Yeah, I know I've seen them all in the theater. We were talking, I was telling a friend this week that story too. I was like, isn't it weird? I was like, when you think of a movie, can you remember if you saw it in the theater or not?
Some movies, yes.
I feel like any movie I saw in the theater, if somebody brings up that movie, like I can vividly remember that I saw it in the theater. Isn't that weird?
It's not that weird. Memories work, you know?
Come on, brain.
Come on, brain. Matrix, though, I really enjoyed the first one. I'll let you know what I think of it.
You should watch the Speed trilogy.
Speed?
Speed, Keanu Reeves, Sandra Bullock.
Oh, Keanu Reeves in The Matrix is kind of hot.
Would you let him tickle your pig teeth?
I'd take his blue pill. You know what I'm saying?
I honestly don't know what you're saying. And I thought you were talking about prep.
That's what I was talking about.
Oh, I was like, I thought it was a red pill.
In the movie, they say you can take the blue pill or the red pill.
Yeah.
One, the blue pill is to like go back to ignorance is bliss. The red pill is to learn the truth.
Which pill would you take?
I would take a prep.
Oh, yeah, got it.
I would take my prep and my B12.
Good for you.
Which pill would you take? In honesty, which pill would you take, red or blue?
Flintstone vitamin purple.
No! Would you want to know the truth?
Absolutely. I'm waiting for someone to come knock on my door any day now and offer me this same scenario.
Yeah, you think that, but like it's really stressful once you see the dark underbelly of the world.
I can handle it.
I told my mom about how the Bush administration profited off of 9/11. And she said, ignorance is bliss. I don't want to know about that. Ugh. I said, well, you're what's wrong.
Well, there you have it.
So I think that's all the time we have for today. Nothing kills the mood like 9/11. Lord. Yeah.
Well, that's when we wrap up the podcast.
Well,
where can people find you, Tyler?
You can find me at Porkskin Musk on the Tesla website community forum. Where can people find you?
You can find me at the farm yellow suey.
Oh, well, great. If you're listening, have a good life. We'll see you next week.
Later.